There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Delaney, America Tonight. We've got John Kerry, who was on the Hill today getting grilled. Here is a little slice of that.
So there is a history for that, of getting a better deal. And if the Ayatollah doesn't like it and doesn't want to negotiate it, oh, boo-hoo. We're here for America. We stand for America. You represent America.
Congressman, I don't need any lessons from you about who I represent. I've represented and fought for our country since I was out of college.
And God bless you for your service.
Don't give me any lessons about that, okay? Now, let me just make it crystal clear to you. This is America's interest, because America is the principal guarantor of security in the region, and particularly with respect to some of our closest friends. Now, we believe that Iran was marching towards a weapon or the capacity to have a weapon, and we've rolled that back.
Okay, that's your opinion.
That's indisputable.
No, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Mr. Secretary.
That's a fact.
All right, so you kind of see how this went for John Kerry, the Secretary of State. You know, it's interesting because a lot of this stems from what now has become the things that we're seeing, the impossible things that have been happening with the, unfortunately, with what's gone on with the Iran deal already, which has barely kicked in. The Iranians are saying they won't take soil samples unless they do it themselves, and the credibility of this deal is being questioned all over the place, and that was part of what happened with John Kerry finding himself testifying about, the specifics on the deal and what now has been ultimately revealed. And some of the other things that have happened, and I think this gets all of our hackles up, if you will, is, Iran wanting to really take charge of what they're going to do and what they're not going to do, meaning the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is supposed to be the group that goes to Iran and is able to go to the facilities and do what they have to do. But Iran is saying, okay, well, this is this newly struck deal. Here is what the scoop is on this. The first thing is, how do you verify this? How is it enforceable? And then giving Iran permanent sanction relief, that's like cash back. You know, we see those commercials with a credit card, cash back all over the place. And this is in exchange for what? Temporary nuclear restrictions. So no wonder why Kerry was taking heat on all ends. You had three Obama cabinet members involved in the deal testifying before the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and that was the little snippet that you were listening to there. Iran wants to conduct its own soil sampling. That's one thing. They want to be able to monitor on their own. I mean, pretty much in every direction they've cheated. I have to agree with the chairman, Ed Royce, from California, the Republican from California, who says Iran is, they're cheating. They're cheating on everything that they've ever signed. So Iran's cooperation with the IAEA, and especially the Parchian site, has been a huge area of concern for the people on the Hill in the last couple of weeks since the agreement was announced? Are they ready to pounce on Kerry? Of course. But for reasons like this, because of the things that we're hearing. Can't take samples, can't get close. I mean, are you kidding me? So you had the Treasury Secretary, Jacob Lew, who also testified, and Kerry. I mean, Iran not giving access to the experts, to people, to documents, to sites that were definitely linked to the suspected weapons work for about a decade. So can you see why we were skeptical of this deal in the first place? Can you see why there was so much distrust? And this is all part of it, by the way, because Congress started the 60-day review starting last week, I want to say, under this law that's been passed earlier in the year, whether to vote to approve or disapprove of the deal or take no action. Because there's suspected explosives testing at Parchian and a whole bunch of other things that are going on there. So the administration folks are saying it's not true that the deal would ease the crippling sanctions forever in exchange for temporary concessions on weapons. Kerry said under the deal, Iran is permanently banned from developing a nuclear weapon, and many of the restrictions imposed would be in place not just for 15 or 20 years, but for the lifetime of the nuclear program. So yeah, there's lots of concerns over this, but it won't matter in the end because how much power does Congress really have over this in the first place? The sanctions lifted, Iran gets the better end of this thing, and it's exactly what we knew would happen. I mean, it's exactly what we knew would happen, but yet there are still some that want to support the pact. Seven former, notice I say former, U.S. diplomats and State Department officials sent a letter to leaders in Congress urging them to do that. But I think with so many questions dangling, how can you not look underneath the hood a bunch of times and say to yourself, this is ridiculous? How do we get duped into this? How do we get conned into saying, yeah, we'll review it? You know what they say about agreements? A bad agreement is a lopsided agreement, and this was lopsided from the very, very beginning. From the very beginning, it was never a good deal. Hey, you want to react? Are you stunned? What do you think is going on? You think they're really developing a nuclear weapon? 855-266-5283. I'll say it again. 855-266-5283. And coming up, we're going to also hit the mailbag. A ton of mail to catch up on, including some of the things that happened. Obviously, Tom Brady's suspension upheld by the NFL. I say obviously because that happened during the day on Tuesday, so there's been a ton of reaction to that. Many of you reacted to it. Also, there are a couple of other things that include the sad story of Cecil the Lion killed by an American dentist from Minnesota when he was supposed to be protected. Yikes, what happened there? Some of you reacted to that as well. So stay with us. We're hitting the mailbag next on ATN.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best.
AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up.
Tonight, as always, so fun to be joined by Steve Kelly, free money guy. He's got the best advice, period, in the world. I know, because we've been talking to him for a while now, and I think some of you are starting to realize you got to look at your money situation. Personally, I think that differently, because we're seeing what's starting to happen to a lot of people, and when the panic sets in, you're afraid to talk to someone, and then things just unravel from there, and the dominoes start to fall, that's for sure. So Stephen Kelly's in our virtual green room, and first of all, Stephen, I have to ask you this, because you know, on the personal side, you're a huge Patriots fan. Did you think that Tom Brady, folks, what do you think? Tom Brady, did he get ripped off by the suspension staying four games?
I just think it's the total thing. It's just all bogus. The whole thing was a ridiculous deal, and you know, there's nothing about it that I'm happy about. So
I like that.
We'd probably be better off not talking.
All right, Patriot fans, and there's a lot of Patriot fans that listen to this show. You may feel the same way as Steve Kelly, for sure. I understand that. So you're having a workshop not to talk about Tom Brady's situation, but to talk about some of what I kind of alluded to, this whole thing that we're always talking about, that we have this idea in our head that it's all going to be okay, or we're burying our head in the sand, and then suddenly when we emerge, yikes. The panic sets in. It's the strangest thing. You know, they say people are afraid of dying in public speaking, but I think people are afraid to tell their truth about their finances, too.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. It's interesting. I had a couple in today, and you know they're really in hard straits. I mean, he had a very successful business and fell on hard times and ended up in a personal bankruptcy, losing his business, and now he's finding himself calling on people who used to call on him. You know, the tables have turned, and you know he's really struggling with this. And I tried to tell him, you know, in our society we have, I think, some very strange notions. And one of the notions that I think is very strange is this idea that money has some kind of moral quality attached to it. That bankruptcy, for example, that if you become economically bankrupt, somehow you're also morally bankrupt. And, you know, I'm not saying everybody feels that way, but I know a lot of people do. I know that there's a, I went through a bankruptcy about a quarter of a century ago. I had a very successful business, and, you know, we fell on hard times. I ended up spending every dime I had to try and pull that out. And if I had pulled the plug 6 months earlier, I could have walked away with $500,000.
Wow.
But I didn't do that. What I did was is I took that money and I put it back into the business because I tried to save the business and I ended up losing everything.
Wow.
Now, and then you just rebuild. But the point I'm trying to make here, and, you know, I just shared that with him. I said, you know, he told me, and I said, you know, I went through this 25 years ago, and I understand what you're going through. And you could see, you know, it's interesting, Kate, you could see the weight sort of lift off their shoulders when I said that to them. And a couple minutes later, she said, thank you so much for sharing that. And you could tell that they were carrying around a certain amount of shame about this, and they didn't really want to talk about it. And it's just like, I think that's silly. You fell on hard times. You did the best you could. You took a legal option to get back on your feet. There's nothing wrong with that. And if you're finding yourself in a situation where you feel like you haven't saved enough for retirement, or you're not living the standard of living you thought you should or you thought you would be at this point, there's nothing wrong with you that's causing that. There's no character flaw. There's no character defect. It's simply circumstance. I truly believe that. And I think if people will start thinking that way about it and understand there are things that can be done, whether you have, you know, this is a couple that doesn't have much left, but there are things that we can do that will help them, and moving forward will create a better situation for them. And that's almost always the case with everybody. There's almost always something you can do that will make your life, your financial life, better if you just know how to do it. And you know, that what you get on TV, what you get from Kramer and all these other people, those are not, that's not the answer. It's not the answer. If you have just a little bit of money left, the answer is not to go put it in the market and try and get more. That's a bad choice. So all I'm saying in this is that's why we exist. I exist to help people figure out what their next step, what their best next step is. And the fact of the matter is, I've seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of situations. And having that perspective gives me the ability, I think, to sit with people, meet them where they are, and show them perhaps a better way out. Perhaps not, but at least we bring some knowledge to the circumstance and some experience outside what people have. I don't know how I got on that.
I'm so glad that you shared that, actually, because I'm wondering right now how many people are listening to this find themselves in that situation where they've gone bankrupt, they've had to go bankrupt, they had a business just like you, successful, tried to save it, boom, it sank, and then how do they come out on the other end, how do they feel, and it's very powerful you saying it's not a character flaw, and why do we consider it that way? I know four, in my life, actually, I know four now successful men, they're successful now, but they went through the same thing and had to rebuild and had that guilt and shame and all of that, but they shouldn't have had it, and two of them have said that to me, that it was ridiculous that they wasted so much time feeling that way, and they rebuilt, and they're both doing really, really well. And
well, you just have to kind of learn from it.
Yes,
know?
Yes. Yeah, but it goes to that money attachment thing where we put weird things on money, and instead of, like you say, looking around, or okay, let's find out what the options are. So what can we do? How can we make this better instead of continuing to let it get worse, right?
Absolutely. And you nailed it right there, Kate. So often people get so caught up with perhaps the shame or the fear or the inertia or the depression that surrounds. I mean, all of this stuff goes with it. You know, I went through it. Tremendous amounts of depression.
Yeah.
Tremendous feeling of failure. You know, a divorce, which so often happens in conjunction with these things. Just, you know, at one point in time, I thought my life was over. Now, this was 25, 30 years ago. Clearly, mm-hmm. my life wasn't over.
Right.
And yet, you just drive yourself down so much that then you lose the capacity, I think, to see it clearly and pull yourself up. So if you're in a situation like that, find somebody, you know? Most every financial advisor I know takes on pro bono cases. I do. I take on cases where I know I can help people, and I don't care if I'm going to make any money or not. The goal is to help. And if you do, and I do it because I believe in reciprocity. I believe that, you know, whatever you throw out in the universe comes back to you. And I also do it because I think it's the right thing to do. But and this couple today is going to be one of those couples, and they walked out. You could tell as they walked out that there was so much relief in them. And for me, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk coming up next week. We're going to talk.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, Peter Beccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Glad to be back talking about what else, 2016 and all of the fallout over the latest controversy. Trust me, it'll change. But Huckabee, yep, Mike Huckabee, former Arkansas governor, and what he had to say about the Iran deal, saying basically that the president shoved the Israelis into the oven. Woo. So the president, who was in Kenya and Ethiopia, had this to say directly about Huckabee's comment.
Now, if you're asking about the politics of Washington and the rhetoric that's taken, that takes place there, that doesn't always go great. You know, the particular comments of Mr. Huckabee are, I think, part of just a general pattern that we've seen that would be considered ridiculous if it weren't so sad.
All right, it's the question becomes, to you, has Huckabee gone too far? I mean, you might like Mike Huckabee, and, you know, he was comparing the Iran agreement to the Holocaust, basically. And we understand Israel up in arms over the whole Iran deal, rightfully so, but again, the way he put it. So I'm going to put it out to you. Jump on the phone lines quickly if you want to weigh in. 855-266-5283. Or you can send me your thoughts. Tweet them to me, whatever. AmericaTonight.net or hit me up on Twitter. Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. Here also, I'm going to throw this in, too, because Trump is getting a bump in the polls. Now, earlier, Tomas called in and said that when you look at the polls, it's such a small sampling that does it really reflect what's going on out there, or is it more about pushing an agenda? I will say this, and we're going to have some pollsters on for this reason. I do think there is something to the polls. Otherwise, nobody's paying big bucks for a poll. I mean, you know, nobody's hiring someone to do polls if they're crappy. Because who cares? Why would you do that? It would be a waste of money on all sorts of things. But is there something that has flipped with political polling? Is it not as narrow? I mean, you know, is it too needle in the haystackish? So maybe Tomas had a point, or maybe not. Because sometimes the polls, you follow the polls, and a lot of times, 88% of the time, they're right. But what is the sampling size? So here's what, with the bump in the polls that Trump is getting, he's leading the Republican race. He'll be on the stage August 6th, I'm certain of it, for the great debate. Here's what the president had to say about Donald Trump.
In fact, it's been interesting when you look at what's happened with Mr. Trump when he's made some of the remarks that, for example, challenged the heroism of Mr. McCain, somebody who endured torture and conducted himself with exemplary patriotism. The Republican Party is shocked. And yet, that arises out of a culture where, you know, those kinds of outrageous attacks have become far too commonplace and get circulated nonstop.
All right, so there we go. There's Trumpisms, there's Trumpitis, there's the rump of Trump, there's Trump's bump. You know, when we're talking about the polls, it goes on and on. But will he be a factor in the end? Will he be a factor in the end? And again, the reactions to Mike Huckabee, some of you had stuff to say about that. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, I knew we could find him, these union guys. All right, so... So here's one from Shiloh, listening to us in Florida. Yo, Kate, love the show. Don't like Mike Huckabee's comments. I think Huckabee's okay. Wouldn't make a good president. But highly inflammatory and a stupid exaggeration to say that this is leading the Israelis and marching them to the door of the oven. So Barack Obama is not a great president. Not a great president. But he is not leading Jews to ovens. So it's inflammatory and it's an exaggeration. And Huckabee knows better than that. There are other ways to say it. So shame on him for going in that direction in an effort to try to become a soundbite, is what I think it is. All right, so here's another comment about this one from Chris, who says, I don't understand all of the flap over Huckabee's comment and his comparisons as he is standing up for the Jews, if you really read in between the lines and listen to what he is saying. I think that he's pretty much saying, listen, the deal was crappy, the president's an idiot, and why don't we just do what happened in the Holocaust in a loose way, it's what he's saying. My goodness, have we all become so crazy about analyzing everything that anyone says, that when it really is a pro comment for Israelis or Jewish people, we take it and we twist it into something else. Well, you got to decide, is it crossing a line? You know, so if you look at Huckabee is absolutely a friend of the Jewish state. There's no question if you look at his record. But his attempt to go after Obama and link him, weak. I just think it's weak. It's just a weak salvo. There's other ways to do that, certainly. And so that's why. When you say anything like what he said, yes, it is going to get traction. Absolutely. All right, here's one from Big Ben, listening to us in Illinois. Kate, 2016 is closer than you think, my dear. Donald Trump is president. Oh, please tell me Barnum and Bailey will not lead this country. It's bad enough we had Obama. Now, do we have to go in a completely opposite direction? Please, America, do not vote for Donald Trump. Now, here's a question. Will Donald Trump stay in the race the whole way through? And it feeds the ego, doesn't it? If he does well, here's the thing. Watch the debate on August 6th. If he's incredible in the debate, has knowledge beyond boundaries, blows us away with the way he dances around everybody else, maybe it's going to be a little bit of a different story with Donald Trump. Otherwise, I would say, doesn't really make sense. Jeb Bush, to me, and I've said this before, I'll say it again. If I'm Jeb Bush, I'm from a huge political family. I'm the former governor of Florida. Oh, this Trump thing has given me a headache. Because no Trump, I'm in the lead. Everybody's telling me how I'm going to be the next president if I'm Jeb Bush. And then this guy comes along. Yeah, I'm not liking it. And it's embarrassing because he is not a political person. And is it because we're just so tired of the same old rhetoric? And that's what I think it is. So he is politically incorrect. He does say things that make you cringe sometimes, but he doesn't care because he doesn't have to be tethered to anyone to say only the right thing. So he pretty much can say what he wants to say. We live in a free country. We have freedom of speech, so if Trump wants to say something that comes off politically incorrect and it costs him a television show or a sponsor, that's nothing to Donald Trump. But really talking about him as president, he'd have to impress during that debate, and maybe he will. You know what? Maybe he will. All right, how about this one? This one is from Joel in Jackson, Mississippi. Hi, Miss Kate. We in Mississippi enjoy your show. I'm glad you've been to our state. You've talked about that before, and you talked about your brother just coming through Mississippi and enjoying what he saw in Mississippi. We invite you to come down any time. Well, any time. Hey, get that Kate on the road thing going on. Jump on that anyway, because if you go there and you put in your email, you could win a next book tablet. It's very cool. Anyway, it goes on to say, did you see that we had a school district that was fined $7,500 for having an assembly where they started with prayer? Doesn't that seem a little outrageous to you? Yeah, I saw this story because somebody sent me a link to it actually this morning. And this was an assembly where they were honoring people who had done well, high achievers in the school, and they did have a prayer, and they did make them pay $7,500. A student sued as well and got $2,500, so wow, that's a lot of money. Rankin, Mississippi. A U.S. district judge said it defied a prior order banning school prayers before events. And it violated a 2013 court settlement that ordered the district to stop pushing Christianity. So that's what it was. They paid the fine. That's a lot. You know, I don't know, $10,000? Yeah, that's a lot of money. All right, hang with us, everybody.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gifted, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends. It's fitting that the world keeps turning our way. And our way.
So, do you want to win a NextBook Flex 11 2-in-1 Windows tablet? Just go to KateOnTheRoad.com, KateOnTheRoad.com, and sign up to win. You'll see it clearly in the middle of the page. Pass on the info. Maybe we'll be coming to your town. Give it to your mayor, your friends, whoever, somebody in the town who owns a fabulous business that would love for us to bring it to you. We want to bring the show to you as we have done. We've logged probably 100,000 miles on this show with the places that we've been, most recently to Washington, D.C. So go sign up because we got a couple of these next books tickets to give away. You don't want to miss out on that. And there's no strings attached. We just want to take the show on the road and continue to do that. KateOnTheRoad.com. KateOnTheRoad.com. All right, as we continue down that highway and we make our final turn for this hour of America tonight, anyway, you know, it's interesting. We start off, we're talking about Iran, and of course, to me and to most of you, no surprise that we got gypped in the deal, it's looking like. And of course we got gypped in the deal because, easy enough, when there is no way to verify. Roger Goodell upholds Tom Brady's four-game Deflategate ban. That might be a little bit of a stunner. I think some really felt as though he would perhaps, and I was one of those, that he would, you know, cut it in half or completely throw it out. So he didn't. He decided, look, he threw out his phone. I'm not throwing out the four-game suspension. So that sticks. For those of you who are football fans, don't forget we have our Nail the Score that will come up during the regular season in football on Tuesdays, your chance to win fabulous prizes there. You don't have to even like football. You just have to give us a numerical guess on our game of the week. I'll throw this in for grins. Jonathan Papelbaum, who pitched for the Philadelphia Phillies, is traded from the Phillies to the Nationals. In the meantime, Cole Hamels, who just pitched a no-hitter against the Cubs over the weekend and is certainly on the trading block, is still hanging around. The Astros are pushing to make Cole Hamels an Astro as they're making a run in the playoffs. For those of you who are baseball fans, give or take, there's probably 18 teams that could claim that they're close to the playoffs, 5.5 games out or, you know, whatever. But close enough that they would make that kind of a deal. The thing I love about America tonight, and so many of you, is how you react to it, is that we zig and zag often in some different directions because there are other things happening in the world that affect you and me besides the tsunami coming out of Washington, D.C., and that's why all the furor over the Iran deal. Now we see that there's a motion to strip John Boehner of his speakership. Yay! I think that should have happened a long time ago. To me, he was too much of a jellyfish. Not on everything and certainly not in the beginning. But when things got tougher, that's what happened with John Boehner. And now all good things must come to an end. So it may be a little while, but, you know, will they have enough votes eventually? And I think he is going to get stung by North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows, who is trying to boot him. And there are a lot of critics for John Boehner. Nobody saw it coming. Just before 6 o'clock on Tuesday, a day before the House was set to leave for its five-week summer recess, Meadows offered a motion to vacate the chair. Wow. It's a rare procedural move, so you know, that represents the most serious of opposition to a speaker, which would be John Boehner. If the motion were to pass, most Republicans say it would be hard to get the votes. Boehner would be stripped of the speaker's gavel, and then that would plunge the House of Representatives in sort of a chaos, and the Republicans were taken by surprise. Meadows is just a second-term Republican. He hadn't even asked for a meeting with Boehner or anyone else. So this is just a baby step, and I think that was the idea. Throw a curveball into the middle of this, and there's your curveball. So you think things are going along swimmingly, not so fast. And that's what And that was the curveball that I think started the ball rolling, and we'll see. We'll see what happens from there. Earthquakes, we haven't talked about them that much lately, but in Oklahoma, apparently they're having a bunch. There were several earthquakes on Monday, and they said that there's now kind of been a big increase in the amount of tremors And they link that to wastewater disposal from gas and oil drilling, and including fracking. So three of the Monday quakes measured a magnitude 4.0, 4.5, and they happened about 45 miles just north of Oklahoma City, so you get a sense of your bearings and of where it is. And they say the largest tremor, they called it a significant earthquake, could be felt as far away as Wichita, Kansas, which is about 160 miles north of Oklahoma City. Yeah, that wouldn't be, I mean, that would be scary for the moment. Earthquakes feel like they're lasting forever, but they're mere seconds. Not when the earth opens up and things fall from all over your house and it's, you know, way off the Richter scale. That's an even different experience, a terrible, actually, experience. I just saw this study that I'm mixing into sort of this odds and ends segment here that says prolonged standing at work can lead to long-term health problems. Well, they have to make up their mind. Either we're sitting too much and we're going to have blood clots and we're going to have a heart attack, or now we're standing too much. Now, we've heard that, but we haven't heard the standing too much. This new study says that standing 5 hours a day contributes to long-term back pain and problems with your skeleton. So your muscular skeleton problems there. 2 hours of standing on the job, not associated with that problem, but longer problems. Well, that means waiters and waitresses. Definitely over 5 hours. They say they examined men and women between 18 and 30 years old, then 50 and 65 years old, and that they didn't have any history of anything else. And they experienced fatigue at the end of the day, no matter what their age. But there were clear signs of muscle fatigue even a half an hour after the standing period ended. So that the idea is you shouldn't spend your time standing too much. So we can't sit too much. We can't stand too much. What are we supposed to do? I kind of get it, though. If you've ever waited or done any job where you had to stand the entire time, it's tough. That would be tough, too. So I guess it's just a balancing act like anything else. You can measure it on your watch. Have two separate notebooks. Here's my standing notebook, and here is my sitting notebook. So I can log how much I am doing each, every single day. Blood clots, everything else, I'll just push them aside. How do we ever survive? How do we survive? I have no clue. Thanks for listening. And once again, happy birthday to Richard Eggdorf. Your son is very excited that his dad is celebrating another day on the planet Earth. And so are we.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.